I got a little scripture here. I found it this morning. I was reading. Thank you, sir. I was kind of joking around with Elijah this morning. I told him, I said, if you don't let me do a little reading and studying this, I'm going to have Jerry have you preach. He said, no, Daddy, no. So he let me do some studying. I found some scripture here over in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 13. I just got one verse. Yes, some more. Chapter 13, verse 25, the very last verse. The righteous feedeth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. That's all the scripture I had to read, or felt like I need to read. And the thoughts that come to my mind is, we've been studying and doing a little talking on the spiritual food. And a lot of things come to my mind. Thanksgiving's coming up. Christmas is coming up. All these holidays, people going to sit down to a table. And the table's going to be spread it out. They're going to have everything that you think of on there. Turkey, ham, you know, candied yams, everything you think of. Okay? Well, now just stop and think about what if we go to a dinner and everything's spread on the table, stuff we really don't really like that much. Okay? Just think about that right there, because just think when you're in church, you say, God wants you to sing a song that don't feel too good. You don't want to digest that. You don't want to chew it down. Well, that's same way. A lot of people don't like to eat livers. A lot of people don't like to eat gizzards. A lot of people don't like to do all the things that a lot of people do. Thing of it is, when you come to a church house, God has everything that we need. Mm-hmm. It may not be exactly what we want, but it will be what we need. And that means the spiritual word, that means the spiritual food that we eat. But when we sit down at the table, and Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's everything spread out right there, and we'll sit down there while we eat our belly when we feel like we're way out here. Why can't we do that every time we come to the church house?
Amen. Amen.
Instead of the belly being out here, our spirit being way out there.
Amen.
Feel like we're about 9 feet tall, like Goliath, 9 feet tall. Big, huge, because we got the Spirit of God in us. Because we sat down at God's table. This is God's table. We sat down at God's table. We ate God's food. That is the Word of God. That is the meat. When you become saved and you really start growing and you start going through trials, tribulations, you come through all that, then you start on the meat. You get away from the milk, you get on the meat. The meat is a true word of God. That is a table. The table's done been spread first before we walk in this door. It's up to us, like the brother said, it's up to us as we walk in that door whether we want to have a good service or whether we want to have a bad service. Mm-hmm. If we want a dry service, just sit there and do nothing. Mm-hmm. But if we want a service like we had Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, then we can have it, but we've got to put something forth to it. We got to be able to take our chair, pull it out, sit down at that table, start eating. We aren't going to be able to eat a good Thanksgiving dinner until we sit down at that table and put stuff in our plate. Mm-hmm. How many people are going to let us sit down at that table and take the spoons out of the dishes and start eating out of them? There ain't no way. We got to have our own plate. Mm-hmm. We got to have our own silverware. It's very hard to eat peas and corn with forks. I'm just telling you. Because them peas, they'll roll off that fork. You need a spoon, right? Okay, now if you're eating meat like steak, turkey, and this stuff, you need a fork, right? Okay, the same way it works with God. We need the right utensils. The right utensils that we get is what He gives us when we get saved. It's done been said many a times. We get that portion of faith in us. A measure. It's up to us to use this faith and take it the way God wants us to. But we got to be a willing vessel to be able to sit down at that table. This brother right here, Eric, had said, and grab a hold of me and yank me to that table so I eat. Whether I want to eat or not, that's my choice. It's my choice if I want to eat. It's not his choice. It's not her choice, my wife's choice. It's my choice. It's nobody else's choice but mine. Just like it's your choice to eat. We
God to come down and sit down at the table like this right here and say, God, I'm ready to eat. Mm-hmm. Feed me. But then again, like I said, we've got to have our plate and our silverware. We've got to be able to take this food and eat it and digest it. There's more to it than just sitting at the table and getting belly full. You've got to grab a hold of the spoon and take your mashed potatoes and put it in that plate. If you don't do that, you don't get it. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to take that spoon and get that corn and put it in that plate. You don't do it, you don't get it. And something like us like that turkey, I'm going to tell you something, ain't nobody going to eat no turkey unless somebody carves it, right? Okay, God carves His Word to fit us and to make us grow like we need to grow. We can't do it unless we put forth that effort. We do not sit down at that table. We ain't going to get nothing to eat. We don't walk in them doors. Well, what's going to happen? We're not going to get that fed. Mm-hmm. Like it said many a times. And I've heard people say this. Well, well, so-and-so been here. Well, I sort of got preached on. Mm-hmm. A message that's preached right then, right there, is for the ones that's in the church. Mm-hmm. It's not for old so-and-so down the road. It's not for that down there. Their table, their plate is not set. Our plate is set because we're here. We're the ones got the turkey. We're the ones got the ham, the mashed potatoes, the corn, all that stuff. We're the ones got all of this because God has got that table spread for us. It's not for nobody else but us because we're the ones that's here. Praise be to God. And I tell you what, I love Thanksgiving because I love to eat. But I also love coming in that door right there. I love coming in doors. And I love to be able to sit down and get fed by the Word of God. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I don't come to church, I don't get fed. If I don't get fed, what happens? What happens? You die spiritually, more or less. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I don't go to church, if I don't get fed, I'm empty. And if we don't sit at the kitchen table and eat, we're going to be empty. We're going to be hungry. We're going to starve. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. We cannot live unless we get fed. Mm-hmm. I thank God for this table. I tell you what, I love it. I love being able to sit at the table and eat. I love that turkey. I love the dressing. Homemade dressing, you can't beat it. That's what I'm saying. God's Word is the best turkey and dressing you'll ever get in your life. That is the best ham. Best mashed potatoes. This is the best table that you can ever get to. That plate you pull up and you start putting stuff in. And spiritual plate is the best plate you can eat out of. There's nothing else that can fill you up like that plate. Like this table. I want to praise God for that table. Man, I tell you what, this is good. Man, I feel good. I'm telling you. Get a song for my I'm going to stop praying. I want to tell everybody I love God. Do you love God? Praise be to God. I love sitting at that table, don't you? I like eating this food. God gave me that scripture. Now, so what am I going to do with that? And that little thought, Thanksgiving, Christmas coming up, you sit down at the table and eat. And haven't you all been talking about the spiritual food? The spiritual food, sitting at the spiritual table. Praise the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. This is good food. There's no food like this.
Go ahead, brother.
There's no food like this spiritual food. Anybody want anything else to eat? Come on up here and eat.
Jesus has praise the table God. Spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people.